من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. And continuing with the explanation of عقيدة ابن أبي زيد القيرواني رحمه الله, the explanation from فضيلة الشيخ العلامة Ahmed bin Yahya al-Najmi rahimahullah. So Ibn Abi Zayd, he says, عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ كَوْنِهِ فَجَرَى عَلَى قَدَرِهِ. That Allah Azza wa Jal, He knew all things and He knows all things. عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ كَوْنِهِ, before it even is created, before it's put together. فَجَرَى عَلَى قَدَرِهِ, and everything is in accordance with his qadr, with his decree. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّرَ هَذِهِ الْمَقَادِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed all this. Decree, whatever you see, he has decreed it. وَقَضَاهَا وَكَتَبَهَا, and he has written it في لوح المحفوظ, in the لوح المحفوظ, in the preserved tablets. 50,000 years before creation, Allah said to the pen, write. So what shall I write? So write whatever is going to happen. كل شيء, whatever is going to happen. وكتبها في اللوح المحفوظ. Now you have the poem of Busayri, which has been translated by Hamza Yusuf, the Ash'ari Sufi. In that poem, there's a line in there which says, what is your knowledge, وَمَا عِلْمُكَ, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except إِلَّا عِلْمِ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ, except the knowledge of the pen and the preserved tablets and the pen. And the knowledge of Rasulullah is the knowledge of the preserved tablets and the pen, according to this poem called the poem of the Burda of Busayri, which Burda they translate as cloak. This has been translated shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ, and with Allah is the key to the unseen, no one knows it except Him. No one knows the unseen. And in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says right at the end, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Five things, it came in Bukhari as well, five things that is mentioned in this verse, which is specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows when the hour is. The man came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, مَتَ السَّاعَةُ قَالَ مَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا, what did you prepare for it? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him, he answered him with a question. He answered him with a question. He said, when is the hour? He said, what have you prepared for it? ما عدت لها إلا قليل. I didn't prepare for it except little. He says, except little. He said, I didn't prepare for it except little in terms of actions. But I love Allah and His Rasul. I love Allah and His Rasul. So the Prophet said, أنت مع من أحببت. You will be with whom you love. أنت مع من أحببت. So the hour only belongs to Allah. In Allah, عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث. And even when in the hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام, when Jibreel عليه السلام asked him, متى الساعة؟ قال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. The questioner, the one being questioned, knows no more than the one who is questioning. Only Allah knows the hour. In Allah, عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث. And only He knows when the rain is going to come down. How many times they get it wrong? They say tomorrow is going to rain and it's sunny, or tomorrow is going to be really nice day, sunny and everything, according to them. But to us, rain is a nice day anyway, because rain is rahmah. But to them, subhanallah, it's as if adhab for them. They don't like it. So it's raining again. But for the Muslim, alhamdulillah, he says, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'an. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to say, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'an, asking for the good of that rain. And it's rahmah. And how many times we saw mashayikh whenever it starts raining, even in Medina, they take their shimagh off, they take their hat off, and they rub their heads. They love when it rains. They love it when it rains. No. Inna Allah عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام. And Allah knows what's in the womb. Even before the 4 months. Even before the 3 months. 120 days. 120 days. 4 months. 30. Because of the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. حدثنا رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو صادق المصدوق إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل إليه ملك فيؤمر بكتب 4 كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله وشقي أو سعيد. 4 things are written for them. The angel is ordered to blow the ruh inside that fetus, inside the womb, and then ordered for 4 things to write down his ajal. إذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. His lifespan, when he's going to die, what time he's going to die, what day, everything is written. Allah knows, subhanAllah. His ajal, his amal, his deeds, his rizq, وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. And his, the last one, he's going to be happy or sad. What does that mean? Because we all become happy one time and sad other times. It means at the point of death. يعني عند الموت. سيكون سعيد أو شقي. At the point of death. This is what it means. As one of the mashayikh explained in Medina, when he explained 40 hadith, he explained it. Qirwaniya, incidentally, alhamdulillah, we have studied it with Sheikh Ubaid, all of it, in 6 lessons. He did it. Of course, we're going to take longer than 6 lessons. And we have taken longer than 6 lessons. And also, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab Al-Aqil taught it. Alhamdulillah, we covered it. Why? Because this deen, this knowledge is deen. So be careful whom you take your deen from. There are people teaching books they haven't studied. Bil asaf al-shadid. Kaif. كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتابة وبما كنتم تدرسون. Not just teach, تدرسون, what you used to study. This is رباني. But you didn't study and you teach. And you want to fly. Why? لماذا? Study first. Put your knees with their knees, with the ulama knees, and spend many years. And be patient. And sometimes more than once. Rasul al-Sunnah of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Shaykh Ubay did it twice. Kitab al-Tawheed, Shaykh Ubay did it twice within the first 4 years of being in Medina. Twice. And other scholars teaching it again and again and again. Going through it again and again. What was taught in Medina in that time? The first 6 years. Now it's 8 years now. What was taught? Many books. Bulugh al-Maram, the whole of Ibadat. Lu'lu' al-Marjan, the whole of Ibadat. Starts with Kitab al-Iman, then it starts Tahara, then until the rest of the... This thought, this is beneficial, wallahi, for the talib who wants to benefit. Al-Wasatiyya, Kutub Muhammad al-Wahhab, book after book after book, cover to cover. In Masjid al-Nabawi, mashallah, tabarakallah, in 2.5 years, Shaykh al-Masin taught Sunan Ibn Majah. 2.5 years. And now Bukhari. Now he's in Kitab al-Salah. Ni'mah. And in Arabic language, you want Arabic language, you have Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Kuni. His Bahar, ocean in the Arabic language, teaching every day in his house, open, free. Naam, no charges. You can learn every day, 5 days a week. After Dhuhr, you read to him 15 minutes. And when he gets to 15 minutes, next student says, time. You have to move on. So you read a portion, every day you read a portion. You could go through, it took us 1 year with him, Ajrumiyya. 1 year, even though we could do it earlier, but there were other students there. 15 minutes, portion. Hakada. Slowly. Habba, as they say in Arabic, habba. Bit by bit, seed by seed. But you want to jump? No, this is not how you learn. Learn talab al-ilm, and it's long, long process. Sit with the ulama. Not mashallah, tabarakallah. 6 months, 1 year, all of a sudden, mashallah, tabarakallah. It's not enough, ya ikhwan. It's not enough. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah said, la yakfi. He said, 2 years, he said, la yakfi. So how about duna 2 years? Less than 2 years. And what is it that you are doing? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us all, ya ikhwan. May Allah protect us all. That we humble ourselves, and each and every one of us know our level. You know, subhanallah, of course, calling your family to deen, tawheed, sunnah, this is important. Start with that, yourself first, your family, your neighbors, la shak. Lakin tatasaddar, put yourself forward to go and give durus open. You better be careful. You may say something that is outside the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. You may say something that is dangerous, khatir. And you will pay for it. Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will come in front of Allah. And you will be questioned about you, what you said. Speaking about Allah without knowledge. فَتَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says. وَلَا تَكْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمِ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And we are doing the Bab al-Qadr. And Bab al-Qadr, we mentioned Hadith ibn Mas'ud, they always mention this hadith in Bab al-Qadr. Because why? Four things are written. As soon as you are born, four things are written, and it's to do with Qadr. He says here, Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah says, عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ كَوْنِهِ هَذَا رُبَّمَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ مَدْخَلٌ لِمَنْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ الْعِبَادَ يُخْلَقُونَ أَوْ يَخْلُقُونَ أَفْعَالَهُمْ إِنَّ الْعِبَادَ يَخْلُقُونَ أَفْعَالَهُمْ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Somebody may say that the servants, they create the actions, يعني, by themselves. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِمَ مِنْهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ سَيَعْلَمُونَ مَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knew what they're going to do after they do it. No, Allah knows it before you do it. And He is the one who created the action in the first place, whether good or bad. And you are the one who chooses that action. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. You choose the path. Path of khair, sabilullah, or the sabil of shaitan. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ هَذَا الْاِعْتِقَادْ خَطَأ بَلْ نَقُولُ. But we say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّرَ مَا قَدَّرْ فِي هَذِهِ الْكَائِنَاتِ. We say that Allah willed whatever is going to happen in this, يعني, كون, in this creation. وَقَضَاهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ. In his book called اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ, يعني the preserved tablets. A. كَتَبَ وَقَدَّرَهُ. He wrote whatever is going to happen, and he willed what is going to happen. أَمَّا كَوْنُهُ عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ كَوْنِهِ. That he knew everything before it occurs. أي أَنَّهُ عَلِمَ بِكَوْنِهِ قَدْ قَدَّرَهُ وَقَضَاهُ. وَلِهَذَا فَقَدْ وَرَدَ أَنَّ الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ مَا حَصَلَ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمَ الْقَوْلِيَّةِ وَالْفِعْلِيَّةِ. He said this is why the كِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ, the honorable angels, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That the honorable angels, they write down everything that you do. وَرَدَ أَنَّ الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ مَا حَصَلَ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ. They write down whatever transpires, whatever occurs from the slave, from the servant. The angels writing down everything that you do, whether it's good or bad. مِنْ أَعْمَالِهِمْ الْقَوْلِيَّةِ. Whether it is speech or whether it is action. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا إِنْعَقَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And also what their hearts are upon. Allah, this is so important. It's not just what you say, they write down. It's just not what you just do from your actions. Also what your heart contains from aqeedah. What is your aqeedah? The angels know it. And Allah knows it. That's why Allah raises the believers whose correct aqeedah. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And Allah gives victory to those who give victory to His deen, to His aqeedah, to tawheed. نعم. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمِ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. What is أَنفُسِهِمْ? قُلُوبِهِمْ. Until they change what is within themselves. Allah will not change a people until they change what is within themselves. What is within themselves? The qalb. Their hearts, the qulub. That is what's in themselves. إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. Why did he say هي؟ القلب is مذكر. Why say هي؟ هي is feminine. Why did he say هي؟ ألا وهي القلب. القلب is مذكر is masculine. Why is feminine for masculine? Why? Does anyone know? No. It's referring to mudgha. Sent. It's, you see, go back to the hadith, the beginning of the hadith. Ala fil jasadi mudghatun. Fil jasadi mudghatun. Ida salahat. Yani hiya. Salah al jasadu kulluh. Wa ida fasadat. Hiya. Fasad al jasadu kulluh. Ala wa hiya. Huh? Hiya al qalbu. It's referring to the heart. ثم إنهم يعرجون بعدما يكتبون ما حصل من العباد. نعم, they rise up and they whatever transpired from the servant, they go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go up. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. Good speech goes up to Allah and good actions make it rise even more. Isn't that beautiful, يا أخوان? This proof of Allah being above the arsh. Allah being above us. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. And in the authentic narration, the angels descend at Fajr, swapping the shifts. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, when he explained this hadith, he said that the angel of the day comes at Fajr time, and the angel of the night goes. Whatever has transpired the night, خلاص, it's done. In the evening, it's taken up. Salah al-salama, salah al-khair, amal al-salihah, salah an nakun min al-salihin. We ask Allah that we are righteous in our actions and that what is taken up is good. Not evil speech, not backbiting, not lying, not slandering, not deception, not cheating. Not, you know, you see these are actions we mentioned from the actions of the limbs and tongue. You know what's worse than that? Actions of the heart. Naam. We say worse than that because it stems from, it could stem from aqeedah. It could stem from your aqeedah. Shirk. Could stem. Shirk. Because you love others besides Allah. Where does love come from? Al-qalb. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. So that love for other than Allah, shirk, nullify your deeds, because Allah doesn't forgive shirk. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah doesn't forgive shirk, and if He gives anything else besides that. ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين. If you were to commit shirk, He will make your deeds null and void, and you will be from the losers. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Rather, it's Allah you should worship and be from the grateful ones. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. And they have not made a just estimate of their Lord. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And all of the earth, all of it, is in his grasp on the day of judgment. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. And the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. How is Allah from imperfection or any deficiency, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَ, with what they associate partners with? So actions of the heart. This is why Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he's writing books like Wabil al-Sayyib about dhikr. He's writing books about the heart because of its importance. Because that's where your aqeedah is binding in your heart. That's where it starts. But a person's corrupt heart, he's got kibr. Where does that come from? The heart. Stems from the heart. And the actions come out. His mutakabbir doesn't even look at you in the face. His mutakabbir. Marfu', maybe his nose up in the air. Look, doesn't even look at you. Na'am, marfu' al-ra's. Maybe he turns away from you. نعم. ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. Don't turn your cheeks away from the people. Sheikh Rabi حفظه الله, in explaining this verse, he said, why he said ولا تصعر, what is صعر? He said that the camels, the Arabs know that the camels, they have a sickness, a disease, and that disease causes their neck to sway, and this is what sa'ir means. And Allah says, don't be like that, because that man who's mutakabbir, he has a disease in his heart. He has a disease in his heart, a filthy heart, a dirty heart, a heart that's blackened with kibr, with pride and arrogance. He thinks he's better than the other. Iblis was like that. Ana khayrun minhu, khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. So the camel who has this disease sways his neck to and fro, and Allah says wala tusa'ir khaddaka linnas, your cheeks away, and that is using your neck. You'll be using your neck to turn the, you see, don't even want to give it. Why? If it's al-bid'ah, no, I understand. Sunni. Call him. If you have haqq, speak. Speak. You isolate yourself in the corner. Away, you know, this is hada. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. And don't go in the land full of pride, متكبر. Not even looking at the people. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah doesn't like every arrogant, haughty, boastful person. Doesn't like that. Allah likes tawadu'. Look, Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, they said to him, Allama al-muhaddith, al-faqih. He said, Jazakallah khair for your good opinion. That's all it is. Jazakallah khair for your good opinion. And I'm not what you are saying. I say what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu said when he was praised. Allahumma la tu'akhidna bima yaqulun waj'alna khayran mimma yadhunnun waghfir lana mimma la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, don't hold us to account what the people say of us, and forgive us for what they do not know of us. And I missed the line. And make us better what they think of us. Make us better. That's what you want. What are the people going to benefit you with? Jannah? No. Are they going to raise you up degrees? No. So Allah raises. يَرْفَعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He raises whoever He wills and He debases whosoever He wills. Not the people. Imam Maqrizi, al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, 8th century scholar, he said, treat the people like they are in their graves. As though they're not even, so their praise and their dispraise is the same. Not even concerning yourself with it. خَلِّيكَ. Let them say what they like. You know, as you've been Sunni Salafi, no one's going to put flowers in front of you. You're going to have enemies. Na'am. You're going to have enemies. And the worst of them, you know who the worst enemy is? The deceiver. He's worse than the opposer. You know why? Because of the hadith of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi explained. And look at the hikmah of the ulama. Na'am. إن الله نعم. The hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. There will not cease to be a group from my ummah clearly upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. They will not be harmed by those who deceive them. And here we say who try to deceive them, because they أهل السنة الحمد لله, they will move forward. ولا من خالفهم. Nor will they be harmed by those who oppose them. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. Until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that. So they will not be harmed by the deceivers who will claim that they are Ahl Sunnah, but they try to deceive the people with their false principles. نعم. So angels will raise up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they write down everything, the state of your heart. How's your heart that day? How's your heart at Fajr, ya Ikhwan? When you get up and the sun is shining in your head. That's Allah Salama. How is your heart? That's the question, because it happened to Rasulullah ﷺ. Happened to the Messenger ﷺ. Once he was in a valley, and the sun was shining on his. He told Ali, Bilal, to make du'a, Qadar Allahu ma sha'a fa'al. They missed, and the sun was shining. And when he gets hot, he got up. You know how he got up? The hadith says, Qama, he got up, faza'an, worried, concerned, hesitant. That's the state of his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concerned for the salah. Concerned that maybe something may happen, you know, he's concerned. Afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How's the state of our hearts, ya ikhwan? If qadar Allah ma sha'a fa'al, Allah forbid, we overslept. Because getting early, and Isha's getting late. How's the state of your heart? Oh, 10 more minutes. Half an hour. One hour. Or is it, get up, afraid. Allah, forgive me. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Seeking forgiveness to Allah. Saying the Sayyid al-Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. Wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa ahdika ma istata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya. Wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart. How state of your heart? The angels write it. They write that state. Or is it a heart that is kaslan, that is lazy? And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned that shaitan, he knows that heart that's lazy. And there he's ready for it, ready to pounce over that heart that is lazy. So how is your heart? If you show that your heart is lazy, shaitan's ready to pounce over it, ikhwan. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned this. Ready. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. So that the people are from the companions of the hellfire. This is his what he wants. So that they follow him to the hellfire. So how is your heart? So angels will, this statement here, wallahi, we ponder over it. What Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah says, wallahi is serious. Angels will raise up at Fajr. They change shift. Shaykh Abdul Majid said they change shift. Fajr, angel of the day, the angel of the night. So those who pray Fajr in Jama'ah, as an example, they are blessed with both of those angels being present. And didn't Allah say that in the Quran? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. He didn't just say وَصَلِّي. He said وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. Huh? And that's Dhuhr and Asr. إِلَى غَسَقٍ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Until the evening, meaning Maghrib and Isha. وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. It's witnessed. Quran al-Fajr is witnessed. نعم. The Salat al-Fajr is witnessed, no doubt. يكتبون ما حصل من العباد من أعمالهم القولية والفعلية. Whatever transpires from the عباد, speech or action. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Look how beautiful this other verse is. Don't go in the land full of pride. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ. You did not penetrate the earth. وَلَمْ إِشْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Nor did you reach the mountain in height. So what is there to be arrogant for? Sheikh Rabi Habib says, don't you go toilet? So what is there to be arrogant for? What is there to be arrogant for? He says two traits he hates. And the ulama, they dislike and they hate. Lying and arrogance. Don't humble yourself, ya akhi. Why? كَذَلِكَ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. You were like that before. Didn't know. Didn't have guidance. And Allah is the one who blessed you with that. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. So why be arrogant, ya akhi? Call the people to Islam. With beautiful preaching, with a smile, no long face. This Islam. The Rasulullah said was welcoming. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu said, I knew his face is not a face other than a Rasul, other than a prophet, face of someone who lies or speaking not true. Just by looking at his face. Just by looking at him. And what did Rasul? He said, I remember what Prophet said to me. Afshu salam. Give salam to each other. Not to only your friends. Afshu salam. Give salam to each other. As Muslims, great. Shush salam. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. And feed the people. Invite them to your house. Feed them. Be good, ya akhi. Be welcoming. Dry. Bakhil. Tight-fisted. Hands tied behind your neck. Don't be like that. Muslim is khair. It's like a good tree. A good tree which fruits stem out. Na'am. This is the shajaratun. The shajara which is thabita. Asluha thabitun. وَفَرْوَهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. It's asl, its foundation is firm. Not like Jama'at Tabligh, only concerning Fada'il Amal. No, Fada'il, the usul is firm, the aqidah is firm, the manhaj is firm. وَفَرْوَهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And the branches, everybody benefited from the fruits. We mentioned the story of Shaykh Muhammad bin Rahimullah inviting the people to his house. Strangers, come to the house, have some meal. Come, invite them to Tawheed Sunnah. But Ahl Bid'ah, no. Ahl Bid'ah. When Abdurrahman Abdul Khali came to his house, want to come in? He said, you're not allowed in until you make Tawbah. Go and say, excuse yourself from the statements that you said is not true against Sheikh Rabi', and make Tawbah for what you said regarding all these misguided groups that are supposedly Ahl Sunnah according to you. No, make Tawbah. He said, no, but other people come to your house and they smoke, and then, you know, from the general people, some of them may even, people smoke. Awam. He said, not the same. Bid'ah is worse than sin. Bid'ah is worse than sin. But he didn't make tawbah, so he didn't enter into his house. بعدما يكتبون ما حصل. وكذلك من عقدت عليه قلوبهم. Whatever their hearts contain from aqidah, from actions, all of that they write. ثم إنهم يعرجون بعدما يكتبون هذه الكتابات. Then they raise, they go up. After they wrote down everything about the abd. Every day, ya ikhwan. Kulla yawm. That's why Allah said, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. This is another portion of qadr, another aspect of qadr. Daily and yearly. The yearly, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, inshallah, the verse will come to me. The one that is a refutation on those innovators. What is it? فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. The first verse is إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. What is it that he's revealed? What is it that Allah revealed? The Quran in a blessed night. Yeah? فِيهَا. What is that night? Laylatul Qadr. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. What is kullu amrin hakim? Every affair that is based upon Allah subhanahu's wisdom is apportioned. Yani the qadr. On Laylatul Qadr, this is the yearly qadr. This is the yearly qadr. There's a daily one, kullu yawmin huwa fi sha'an. There's the yearly one, and this verse is incidentally a refutation on the people who say that on 15th of Sha'ban, which the Asians they call it Shababarat. They say Shababarat. That's what they call it. The 15 Sha'ban. They say, and that night Allah apportions your deeds. La ya akhi. You're going against Quran, awalan. You can't say something against Quran. Allah mentions in Laylatul Qadr, fiha yufraq kull amrin hakim, because that's the night that the Quran was revealed. Not Shababarat. What is Shababarat, ya akhi? What is Shababarat? Yes, there is an authentic hadith that on that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone except two people. Who are they? Two types of people. The mushrik, Allah doesn't forgive. Second one, a Muslim who has a problem with his brother until he makes up. بينهم شحناء وبغضاء. Until they make up. Sahih, that's true. But is there anything that is mentioned that on that night you should pray all night, make special cakes, invite people, fast that day? Anything mentioned from the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Nothing. Authentic. So therefore, why you spend that night, all night, wasting your energy? Because Allah, you have now done something worse. You have legislated. من خص, whoever specifies something in عبادة شرع, then he has legislated. And who is the legislator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have this one in East London, Abu Al-Aliya, Surkhil Sharif has a website. And you know what he called this article on the internet? He said, he called it, "What is the fuss about?" What is the fuss about? And he brought statement here, there, here, there. Akhi, even if Ali made a mistake in the past about this particular night based upon a da'if hadith, why are you looking for the mistakes? Why are you looking for those shawad statements? Those statements which oppose the haqq? Why? Because the one who does that, he will have many deviations, many misguidances. The alim who made the mistake, why you follow him? And you try and gather. That's what Abu al-Hasan al-Ma'ribi did. He tried to do that, but he did it worse. You know what he did it with? He tried to find mistakes of Sahaba. Allah yahdi. It's worse. For example, you say, "Oh, look, Salafis, they don't have good opinion with each other." You make general statements like that. Don't generalize, ya akhi. There are good people out there. Naam. Don't generalize. If one has made a mistake, don't generalize all of them. And this is Taifat al-Mansura, aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firqatul Najiyah. Don't generalize. And then the worst thing is try to find a mistake that Sahaba did. They didn't have good opinion. Oh, because Abu, and even Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu didn't have good opinion over Ibn Sayyad. Why are you saying that against Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu? Why are you trying to find a fault from Sahaba? إِذَا ذُكِرَ أَصْحَابِي فَمْسِكُوا. When my companions are mentioned, withhold your tongue. Don't say anything bad about them. They are beloved. They are, Allah is pleased with them. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And Shaykh Rabi' حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. He went and defended Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. He said that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he had a right to have bad opinion for this individual anyway. He deserved su'ad dhan. Why? Because Ibn Sayyad himself, an individual, he used to cause doubt for himself. He used to bring doubt to himself. Because one day, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri was with Ibn Sayyad. And Ibn Sayyad complains to him. He says to him, "People think I'm the Dajjal. How could I be the Dajjal? The Dajjal doesn't give birth. I have children. The Dajjal doesn't enter Medina. I'm in Medina. Why are the people saying I'm the Dajjal?" Then he pauses. "But if it was given to me, I will not reject it. If it was given to me to be the Dajjal, I will not reject it." Isn't this causing doubt for himself? So Shaykh Rabi' Hafidullah said, he deserved to have su'ad dhan, and defended Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Ah, then he says, "Oh, the Salaf is hasty. And even Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was hasty." A'udhu billah. How you try to find fault with Sahaba like that? What kind of methodology is this? But alhamdulillah, Ahlul Sunnah, the ulama, at the heads of them, they clarified this. They clarified this. And we only mentioned it for examples. So Shaykh Rabi again, he stood. Na'am, heading the banner of Jarh al-Ta'deel, of criticism. And na'am, of not just criticism, but also saying who's upon the correct path, based upon his knowledge and experience and understanding. What did he say? He said, "Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, why are you mentioning, you know, when the mushrik in a battle, when he said La ilaha illallah, killed him. After he said La ilaha illallah in a battle, and Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu said he only said that to save his neck, to save himself. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, أَشَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. Did you open his heart to see what's inside it? You didn't. And he said to him, what will you say on Yawm al-Qiyamah when La ilaha comes defending this man? What will you say on the Day of Judgment of La ilaha comes defending this man? So, what happened after that? Shaykh Rabi Hafidullah showed that the remorse that Usama bin Zayd had, so remorseful, so repentful, so sad, he said, "I wish I only became Muslim that day." So therefore, you should highlight the good of the Sahaba. You should highlight the great tawbah of the Sahaba. the great remorse that they had, the fear of Allah that they had, the great actions that they had, the hijrah that they did. Not try to pinpoint error. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not try to pinpoint error. All of that is written. Angels write it from what your heart contains. So how is your heart? Before your limbs, contemplate how your heart is, and your tongue. فَيْطَبِّقُونَهَا عَلَىٰ مَا كُتِبَ فِي اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ. So they compare it, it's exactly as it is written in لوح المحفوظ. Whatever they write in the day is exactly what is written in لوح المحفوظ. Subhanallah. فَيَجِدُونَهَا مُطَابَقَةً لِذَلِكَ. They find it exactly the same as the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَكْمَلَ الْمُطَابَقَةِ. The most perfect, complete of comparison. It's complete. Exactly the same. ثُمَّ إِنَّ لِلْقَدَرِ أَرْبَعَ مَرَاتِبٍ. Qadr has four levels. The first of them is عِلْمُ اللَّهِ, the knowledge of Allah. بِتَقْدِيرِ الْمَقَادِيرِ, whatever is going to happen. Secondly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders that it is written in لوح المحفوظ. Thirdly, he says, وَقُوعُهَا تَحْتْ مَشِيئَتِهِ. يعني, it is under his will. It occurs according to the will of Allah. And fourthly, الْخَلْقُ وَالْإِيجَادِ. That to Allah belongs the creation. وَيَنْقَسِمُ الْقَدْرِ مِنْ حَيْثُ التَّفْصِيلِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْكِتَابِ إِلَىٰ أَقْسَامِ. So, he's going to mention this in terms of other categories. Number one, al-qadr al-umuri, that what the qadr in terms of one's yani that is written already in terms of one's life, in the lifespan. وهو حينما يدخل الملك على النطفة ويكتب ما قدر لها من شقاوة وسعادة وما إلى ذلك وإليه أشار ابن مسعود بقوله حدثنا صادق المصدوق. And we have already mentioned that hadith, that everything that is written, the four things are written in the womb of the mother, in the fetus, is written, and the ruh is blown. The second qadr, he says, al-hawli, the yearly one. And we mentioned that fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim, Surah Dukhan, verse 4. Thirdly, al-qadr al-yawmi, kullu yawmin huwa fi sha'n, Surah Rahman, verse 29. That is daily qadr, and all of it is exactly the same with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lawh al-mahfuz. Al-qadr al-azali wa huwa al-maktubu fi lawh al-mahfuz. Azal is already written in lawh al-mahfuz. Kama fi qawli ta'ala, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu bi qadr. Everything we wrote in qadr, yani according to a pre-decree. Wa ala hadha yakunu al-qadr muta'alliq bil kitabi arba'atu aqsam. Azali wa huwa al-qadr al-aam والعمري والحولي واليومي وثلاثة الأخيرة مأخوذة من الأزلي. Okay, next section. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirwani al-Maliki al-Salafi, he says, يضل من يشاء فيخذله بعدله. Allah misguides whomsoever he wills, ويخذله بعدله, and he leaves him in that misguidance based upon his justice. Allah is not unjust. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan. Not unjust. Allah is just. Wa yahdi man yasha' fayuwaffiquhu bi fadlihi. And he guides him so he wills, and he enlightens him with his blessings. Gives him blessing after blessing. And the best blessing is Islam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atamtu 'alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Best blessing. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentioned in tafsir. The best blessing is Islam. Allah guides you to Islam. And then he guides you to Tawheed and Sunnah. Better than dunya, akhi. Dunya comes and goes. Ad-dunya dani'a. Dunya is low. People tread on it. People walk over it. Na'am. It's low. And you're going to return to it. Minha khalaqnakum. Wa fiha nu'idukum. Wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From it you were created. We created you. And to it you will return. And from it you'll be raised again. Taratan ukhra again. So, dunya dani'a. But the fadl of Allah, يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah is the one who gives that fadl to whomsoever he wills. And he's the possessor of fadl, of honor and virtue. So the best thing he gives you is al-Islam, ma'rifat al-tawhid al-sunnah, knowledge. Hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, radiyallahu anhuma, qala qala Rasul sallallahu من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. Whoever Allah wants good for, He gives him understanding of the religion. Hadith Bukhari and Muslim. قد تقدم شيخ أحمد النجمي رحمه الله says قد تقدم لنا أن الله كتب مقادير هذا الكون وقضى فيه بما قضى من شقاوة وسعادة وحياة وموت وصحة ومرض وغنى وفقر وإعزاز وإذلال وتمليك وسلب. He says, فَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ قَدْ قَضَاهُ وَكَتَبَهُ فِي لَوْحِهِ الْمَحْفُوظِ قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدْ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدْرٍ. Everything Allah has written. Whether that person is going to be rich, is going to be poor, whether it's going to be honored, whether it's going to be humiliated, نعم, whether it's going to have good health, whether it's going to be sick, everything, whether it's going to be happy, whether it's going to be sad, everything Allah has written in a way, according to His great wisdom. قال سبحانه وتعالى ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. Whatever occurs from calamities in the earth or in yourself, a calamity could happen to you. إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. It's already written in a book. It's already recorded before it even occurs. Surah Al-Hadid verse 22. وصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن الله مسح ظهر آدم. And it's authentic that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped the back of Adam فاستخرج ذريته كالذري and took out his progeny, يعني the children from his back. فقبض قبضة فقال, and then he took a قبضة, يعني قبضة, يعني taking a portion, handful, good. هؤلاء إلى النار ولا أبالي. Said this is for the hellfire. ولا أبالي. وقبض قبضة أخرى فقال هؤلاء إلى الجنة برحمتي. This in paradise due to my mercy, and this due to the heading for the hellfire. And that is authentic in Musnad Imam Ahmad, and other than it, Sahih al-Albani, number 49, in Silsilat Sahiha. وَتَقَدَّمَ لَنَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَدْلٌ لَا يَظْلِمُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. Allah is just. We already mentioned that. He doesn't oppress anyone from His creation. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَ جَلَّ مَنْ قَائِلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah doesn't oppress anyone from the people, even in anything, but the people oppress themselves. وكما قال سبحانه إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة. Allah doesn't even oppress anyone, even an atom, an atom's weight of it, or something small, not even that. Allah doesn't oppress you. وإن تكو حسن, he says, وإن تكو حسنة يضاعفها, and if it's a good deed, He will magnify it. ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما, and from it He will bring great reward, magnified reward. Surah An-Nisa 40. وقال سبحانه وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. And your Lord is not a ظلام, excessive, oppressive, للعبيد, to His slaves. Surah Fussilat in verse 46. إلى غير ذلك, he says. وفي الحديث القدسي قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلت بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. I have made oppression forbidden for myself, because Allah enjoins good, so don't oppress each other. جعلت بينكم محرما, I made it haram for you, between yourselves I made it haram. So how you oppress your brother? How you oppress your brother? Take his money, don't give it back. How you oppress your brother by speaking bad about him unjustly? How you oppress your brother? نعم, backbiting is haram, slandering is haram, tail carrying is haram, and the only exception is what? To backbiting, six, as Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah mentioned in Riyad Salihin, and also you can find it in his Adhkar of al-Nawawi rahimahullah. القدح ليس بغيبة في ستة. That قدح, speaking ill, insulting, is not considered to be backbiting in six things. These are exceptions to backbiting. متظلمين, somebody who's oppressed, tries to get his حق. نعم, متظلمين, ومحذرين, the one who warns against somebody else, don't go to him because he's going to confuse you in your religion. متظلمين ومحذر. نعم ومعرف, the one who is known to, جزاك is known to have, for example, he accepts a name that the people call him, like Fulan al-Tawil, he's known like that, people not recognize him like that and they know him like that and he doesn't have a problem with that. Al-A'mash, the one who's protruding eye and people, and he accepts that. Dhul Yadain, the one who is possessor of two arms, long arms, is known like that. ومجاهري فسقاً, the one who is an open sinner, he's smoking, مثلاً, openly. Or that one who smokes, you know, it's not backbiting because he's already smoking openly, doesn't hide his sin. ومستفتن ومن طلب الإعانة في إزالة منكري, and the مستفتن, one seeks a fatwa, and طلب الإعانة في إزالة, the one who seeks help in changing an evil. That's exceptions to backbiting within its limits. Al-Shawqani rahimahullah has an explanation of this in a little risala about the six exceptions of backbiting, where he explains it. And also we have the book called Al-Farq Bayna Nasiha wa Al-Ta'yir, the difference between advice and ta'yir. It's like insulting and not advice, basically. But advice is Adinu Nasiha, you advise the person. But nowadays, Allahu Musta'an. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should stick to the limits that is laid down in the legislation, that is laid down in the Shara. وعلى هذا فنحن نقول إن الله عز وجل يذل من يشاء بعدله فيخذله. Allah misguides Himself, He wills, based upon His justice. And I like Sheikh Zayd, mashallah, tabarakallah, in his explanation of Usul al-Sunnah. It just came out. If you start reading it, it's good for you. It's beneficial. In the beginning, he mentions, in the first explanation of Usul al-Sunnah indana, tamassuk bima kana alayhi ashabu Rasulillah. This first explanation of this, he mentions in the beginning there, beautiful Allah, that Allah misguides based upon the person's deviation in his heart, his perversion in his heart, his, because of that person. Allah misguides whom he wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he's not to be called misguider. He's the guide, he's the hadi. Yahdi man yasha. But that individual who Allah misguides himself, he himself is an evil person. He himself, his heart is corrupt. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he doesn't recognize what is khair, what is haqq al-batil, khair al-shar, tawheed sunnah, tawheed al-shirk. He can't differentiate between the two. ويخلي بينه وبين الشيطان فيستولي عليه. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His great mercy comes between you and shaitan, so the shaitan is not able to come to you. Allah protects you, ya akhi, protects you because you are a person who makes dhikr. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ وَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. You are mukhlis, inshallah. لَأَغُيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He's not able to catch you because you are mukhlis, sincere. And I read a beautiful hadith just today or yesterday. Beautiful hadith, silsila hadith sahiha. Sheikh Albani says it's authentic. Hasan. The shawahid. That the believer, he makes shaitan so tired. Through what? He makes shaitan so tired, it says, the hadith says, just like a rider makes his camel tired. Shaitan was to come from either, but the believer, he makes his shaitan so tired. Yani yut'ibuhu, makes him difficult for him. Makes it difficult for him to come. Why? Because he's closed the door for that shaitan to come. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at that. It's Allah al-Hidayah, Tawfiq. Na'am, we need Tawfiq from Allah. Without Allah, nothing. Without Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would debase you, humiliate you. That's why Allah says in the Quran regarding the believer, what should he do? وَخْفِذْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wings to the believers. Just Shaykh Na'taymi rahimahullah says in Riyadh al-Salihin, don't be like that bird flying up high, looking down at others, seeing how that you are better than them. Don't be like that. Humble yourself, ya akhi. Prophet ﷺ would sit down amongst Sahaba. People will come, they don't know who's Rasulullah, which one he is, ﷺ, because he was humble. Prophet ﷺ would lie on the mat, the marks of the mat would be on his back. He was humble. He humbled himself. And some arrogant, you know, I've been somewhere and I've studied and mashallah and I've got this and I've got that and walking high. ليش يا أخي ماذا درست ماذا عملت. What do you do? Knowledge should be knowledge that benefits you, it should humble you, not make you more arrogant. I'm better than him. فين رحت. You went to the moon and came back. صلى الله عليه وقيدنا. This is لهم, and we have specified for him قرناء فزينوا لهم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. That's the قرين. Every one of us has a shaitan, the قرين, trying to lead us astray, beautifying things for us. وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون. Whatever they do, shaitan beautifies it for them. نعم. That's why Allah says in this deen, you can't be half way. You have to take it all. Take it all. وَدْخُلِ فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. مد لازم كلمي. Six harakat. Look, showing you the importance of. وَدْخُلْ فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. And enter into Islam wholeheartedly. All of you. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. He's a clear enemy. نعم. وَمَا نَعَمْ. Then he says here after he mentions the verse, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. And whoever turns away from the dhikr of Ar-Rahman, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Then we specify for him a shaitan, and he is a qareen for him. فَالْإِضْلَالُ نَعَمْ قَدَرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. So misguidance is a decree from Allah. وَالْعَبْدُ كَاسِبٌ لِلضَّلَالِ وَفَاعِلُ لَهُ بِاخْتِيَارِهِ وَبِتَأْثِيرِ الشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْهِ. And the servant, either he is the one who earns that. He says he is the one who earns that misguidance because of himself. So he said the same what Sheikh Zayd said. Or we should say Sheikh Zayd Hafidhullah said the same as what Sheikh Ahmad said, because he's older and he's his teacher. نعم. So he, because the person himself, he has ikhtiyar, he has a choice to be good, to be bad, to be humble, to be arrogant. What are you going to be? فالإضلال قدر. نعم. We read the next line. ويهدي من يشاء فيوفقه بفضله. أي أن الله عز وجل إذا أراد بعبد خيرا يسر له من يقوده إلى الخير. I remember a brother said to Sheikh Rabi, in front of, he said, Ya Sheikh, I've come, Alhamdulillah, I'm now residing in with the ulama, studying with the, he said, أراد الله بك خيرا إن شاء الله. Allah wants good for you. We say the alim, Allah wants good for you. That's a khair. That's khair. If you are upon that, if you practice what you learn. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ شَرًّا خَلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ نَفْسِهِ وَشَيْطَانِهِ. نعم. وَقَدْ قَالَ الصَّحَابَةُ رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرَأَيْتَ مَا نَعْمَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَلْ هُوَ فِي أَمْرٍ قَدْ فُرِغَ مِنْهِ هَلْ هُوَ فِي أَمْرٍ قَدْ فُرِغَ مِنْهِ أَمْ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَأْنَثٍ. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بل في أمر قد فرغ منه. قالوا ففيما العمل إذن يا رسول الله أفلا نتكل على كتبنا وندعو العمل. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. فأهل السعادة ييسرون لعمل أهل السعادة وأهل الشقاوة ييسرون لعمل أهل الشقاوة. So is it that the Sahaba, they asked, so what is, because everything has been written, should we just leave the affair as it is, or should we actually do actions? He said, of course, the affair has already فُرِغَ مِنْهُ. It's already been written, it's already been completed. But he said, اِعْمَلُوا. Do good deeds. He didn't stop them from doing good deeds. اِعْمَلُوا. Everyone, Allah makes it easy for him to do, whoever it is. For the good one, He makes it easy for him to do good deeds. For the bad one, then He leaves him in that path he has chosen to do bad deeds. So Ahlul Sa'ada, people are happy. And that hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. Allahumma inna nastajiru bika min al khudlan. Look Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah. Great alim he is. And he was rahimahullah. Look what he said. He's now seeking refuge from al khudlan, thinking that you are something that you're not. Khudlan, that's deception. From thinking that you are, that you deceive yourself. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْإِنْتِكَاسِ بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ. And we seek refuge from intikas, from going, falling backwards, going backwards. بَعْدَ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, after being firm. وَمِنَ الْغَيِّ بَعْدَ الرَّشَدِ, or rushd, and deviation after guidance. نَسْأَلُكَ أَن تُثَبِّتَنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ حَتَّى نَلْقَاكَ. We ask Allah that you make us firm upon the truth until we meet you. لهذا قال المصنف فكل ميسر بتيسيره إلى ما سبق من علمه وقدره من شقي وسعيد وكان الأولى أن يقول من شقاوة أو سعادة. And we make the same dua. اللهم إن نستجير بك من الخذلان ونعوذ بك من الانتكاس بعد الاستقامة ومن الغي بعد الرشد نسألك أن تثبتنا على الحق حتى نلقاك. Until we meet you, until we meet our Lord. Because at the end of the day, everyone will go. كل عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everything will perish. Everything will perish. You go. Everyone will go back to Allah. وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Everyone will go back to Allah at the end of the day. No escape. And no turning back. No turning to the right. No turning to the left. Everyone will go back to their Lord for judgment. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mercy over us. And He has mercy on Yawm al-Qiyamah over us. And forgives us our shortcomings and our deficiency. And He keeps us away from fitan, from trials and tribulations that only occupy and that only bring a person down and bring harm. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that, and our families and our children. I ask Allah to protect us in this country, those who are residing here, that we find a way out, and that we practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until we meet Him, upon sunnah, upon tawheed, upon ikhlas, without seeking the people, without seeking the praise that will not benefit anyone on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Anyone. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah used to say, what is the benefit of praise of the people in front of Allah? Allah is the one who knows. Even if someone is a witness of you being good, Allah knows before that person whether you're good or bad, in secret and in open. Allah knows. That's why Allah says, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Sufficient is Allah as a witness over each and every one of us. يكفي. ثم قال رحمه الله تعالى الله أن يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد. Hides Allah from imperfection. Honorable is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that anyone will say and claim that anything is going to occur in his kingdom that which he doesn't even want and that which doesn't even will. أو يكون لأحد عنه غنى. Or anyone has يعني any غنى. He is يعني free from being in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء. Allah is rich. He's not in need of anyone. And we are the ones in need. We are the ones who are poor. We are the ones who are destitute. We are the ones who are meek and weak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt. قال الشيخ أحمد النجمي أي أن القائلين بالقدر وهم القدرية النفاة يتضمن قولهم أنه يقع في ملك الله ما لا يريد. Because they, the قدرية النفاة, the negators amongst the قدرية, they are the ones who say that some things occur in the creation that which he doesn't even will. هذا مستحيل. It's impossible. لا يكون في ملكه شيء إلا وقد أراده. Nothing occurs in his kingdom except that which Allah already wills. بل سبق أن قلنا أن قلنا أن الله أراد الكفر. نعم. And we have already said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed this belief to exist. والفسوق and sins to exist. والعصيان and disobedience. كونا as a قدر الكوني, as a pre-decree in that's going to occur. Not that he likes it or is pleased with it. نعم. ومنعه شرعا and he has forbidden it in his legislation. وأن العباد صائرون إلى ما أراده كونا. And that the ibad, whatever is occurring to them, is already been decreed. What is going to occur to them, كونًا. فالذين يقولون إن الخير من الله وشر من الإنسان. So those who say good is from Allah and bad is from the person, جعلوا خالقين. They have made two leaders, two creators. Sorry. والله غالب على أمره. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى, regarding his affair, he is the one who overpowers, and he has the last say regarding his affairs. The next line, just to summarize, قوله أو يكون خالق لشيء إلا هو رب العباد ورب أعمالهم. تعالى الله. How is Allah from any deficiency or imperfection that anyone claims that أو يكون خالق that something is created without the knowledge of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the Lord of His servants and the Lord of His of their actions. Wal na'am. Wal muqaddiru li harakatihim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who predecrees their harakat, their movements. Wa ajalihim, and their lifespan. Yani how long they're going to live for. Al ba'ithu rusul ilayhim li iqamati al-hujjati alayhim. The one who sends the messengers to establish the proof against them. Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah says, تبارك وتعالى أن يكون أحد خالق غيره سبحانه الذي هو رب العباد ورب أعمالهم. نعم, Allah is the Lord of their servants and the Lord of their actions. وقد علمنا مما سبق أن الله خالق للعباد. And we've already understood from what has transpired, what has preceded, that Allah is the creator of these servants. وخالق لأعمالهم and their actions. واستدلنا على ذلك بقوله تعالى عن إبراهيم عليه السلام أنه بقوله تعالى عن إبراهيم عليه السلام أنه قال لقومه قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون. أتعبدون ما تنحتون. Those who used to worship idols besides Allah, what did Ibrahim say to them? Allah is the one who created you and what you do. The creation of their actions, but they are the ones who choose to do the actions. فَهُوَ الْخَالِقُ لَهُمْ. He's their creator and the مُقَدِّرُ لِحَرَكَاتِهِمْ, and the one who predecrees their movements. وَأَجَالِهِمْ, and their lifespan. They, what? يعني when they're going to die. وَأَنَّ الْعِبَادَ صَائِرُونَ. نعم. أَمَّا مِنَ النَّاحِيَةِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ فَقَدْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمُ الرُّسُلُ. نعم. As for the legislation affair, Allah sent them messengers. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. We have sent to every nation a messenger calling them to worship Allah and keep away from the false deities. Next line. ثُمَّ خَتَمَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَالنِّضَارَةَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And then he completed the risala with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last of the messengers. آخر المرسلين بشيرا ونذيرا. And he is a bringer of glad tidings and a warner. وداعيا إلى الله نكورة الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. By the will of Allah, and he is سراجا منيرا. نعم, سراجا منيرا. Guides whomsoever he wills, to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. He guides them for which type of guidance? The guidance of irshadul bayan, clarification. As for the guidance of tawfiq, this is only with the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. He puts that in your heart. Guidance, tawfiq, to do good deeds. Tawfiq is not just tawfiq to learn knowledge. That is also tawfiq. Allah invites you to easily learn. But tawfiq also to do good deeds. Because the one who learns doesn't practice is bad for that person. Knowledge that doesn't benefit. Hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah. Prophet said, Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayk. Quran is a proof for you or against you. So the Messenger وسلم, has been sent, the last of the messengers, Siraj al-Munira. Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab 40, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَاءَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Prophet ﷺ is not the father of any of your men, but he is a messenger of Allah and a seal of the prophets. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ أَنَّ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, my example and the example of the prophets before me is like a man who built a building, and he built it in a beautiful way, but there's one brick missing, and the people passing by that building, they say, how beautiful this building is, if only that brick was there. فَأَنَا تِلْكَ الْلَبَنَةَ. He says, I am that brick. أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ لَبِنَا أَنَا تِلْكَ الْلَبِنَةَ. I am that brick. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. So the messengers came throughout time, yani throughout the ages, messengers were sent. Allah sent messengers to their nations, and Allah mentioned their stories in the Quran, and there are others that Allah didn't mention their affair, but they were sent. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ بِآيَاتٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. These are the ayat. Allah sent ayat with them, which each and every prophet. And he guided those whomsoever he wills by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when their command and their affair came with truth, alhamdulillah, there are those who are guided. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. There are those who are losers by being misguided. فَنَحْنُ نُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ رُسُلًا قَصَّهُمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ عَرَّفْنَا أَخْبَارَهُمْ. We have known their affair and their stories, those prophets and messengers that Allah told us about. وَأَخْبَارُ أُمَمَهُمْ, and the akhbar of their أُمَمَهُمْ. وَمَا عَالَ إِلَيْهِ أَمْرُهُمْ, and what the affair ended with in respect to their affair, what ended up happening. وَعَرَفْنَا بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. We have known them with regards to their names, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent messengers, and he didn't tell us about them from the knowledge of the unseen in the light. Nobody knows their affair, and their affair is maktoum, is hidden, is kept quiet about. وَأَمَرَهُمْ غَيْرْ مَعْلُومٌ وَأَمْرُهُمْ غَيْرْ مَعْلُومٌ. And their affair is not known. So it's not allowed now for any Sufi to come now and say that Khidr is still alive and he's flying somebody, yani going around somewhere, and we get knowledge from him, from Allah, in our dream. SubhanAllah, this is nightmare, this is not dream, this is nightmare. Shaitan, from Shaitan. Khidr alayhi salam is not alive. Khidr alayhi salam passed away. Prophet said, 100 years from now, in his lifetime, he said, 100 years from now, nobody on the face of this earth who's alive will be alive. And that's it. The last Sahabi died at that time. Exactly as the Messenger said. So, Sufi or no Sufi, we do not accept those false tales that the people invent. Naam, and they're liars. You'd be surprised how much they lie just to get the people. They lie. They claim the unseen, claim that there's a prophet going around that we can take knowledge from him directly. Naam. What did Ibn Arabi, a Nakira, unknown Nakira, and he's belittled. He belittled himself with shirk. Naam. You know what he said? He said, what is the calf, the golden calf that is worshipped except Allah? A'udhu Billah. Because he believed in Wahdatul Wujud. That everything is in Allah, and Allah is in everything. This is the one that Nuhamin Keller, in his Reliance on the Traveler, in the index, he praises. And he says, people misunderstood him. How can you misunderstand that? Barakulahik. Look how clear that is. He said, the golden cup is Allah. That is worship, that was worshipped by Bani Israel. A'udhu billah min dalik. A'udhu billah. This is the filth that these people are upon. They say there's no reality except Allah. So whatever you see around you is Allah. A'udhu billah. They're confused. I remember one used to be at work a long time ago, where I was working. And he's amongst these individuals who's confused with this. He's complaining about problems at work and this and this. Only afterwards I came to realize what he believes. That actually there's no real existence except the existence of Allah. Meaning there's not, whatever you see around you, you, me, everyone else, is not really real. I said, maybe your problems are not real as well then. The mashaki that you're going through. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, because of Allah we exist. He gave us this life, and she caused us to die. وَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمْ فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيُّ وَمَعَهُ الرَّهْقُ. It has been brought to me, يعني, I have seen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me see, presented to me, nations that will come, يعني, nations, and he said, I saw a prophet and only a few followers with him. And I saw another prophet with one or two men with him. And I saw a prophet with no followers with him. So number is not an issue, ya ikhwan. Idrufi Ali Sawad Azim. And then I was presented with great multitude of people. And I thought that they were my ummah, they were my nation. Fa'ida hum Musa wa qawmuhu. Then it ended up being Musa and his people. Then another great multitude of people were presented to me. Na'am. And it was said to me, هذه أمتك. This is your ummah. ومعهم سبعون ألفا يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. And with them are 70,000 who will enter paradise without any reckoning. And here it says, بغير حساب. Without any reckoning, ولا عذاب, and without any punishment. 70,000. In Muslim Imam Ahmad, each one of the 70,000 will have 70,000. Allahu Akbar. So you count how many. 70,000 times 70,000. Will enter paradise without any reckoning. Who are they? لا يسترقون ولا يكتوون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. In the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami in Sahih Muslim. They don't what? لا يتطيرون. They don't believe in omens. Charms, good luck charms. In the past, birds would fly, they say, oh, because somebody is born, or because of this, or because of that. Like nowadays, people say, oh, 13, bad luck. Salt over your shoulder, bad luck. Mirror cracks, bad luck. Yani, bad luck, bad for you because you get hit from cracking it, breaking it. Not bad luck, it's bad luck. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these omens, mafi, we don't believe in these omens. But nowadays, even in our household, ya ikhwan, it's happening. How many times in your own household somebody was spoken about? Look how shirk creeps. Somebody was spoken about, and then he walks into the room. Oh, we were just speaking about you. You must have long life. How many does that have? That happens. You have, must have long life. How do you know he must have long life, or she must have long life? Only Allah knows, ya akhi. Allah is alim. You are not alim. Allah is alim, and this is happening. Relying now, you go to some Muslim countries, you see they put a dough, khubz, before it becomes khubz, just a dough, the ajina, they call it ajina in Arabic. They put the ajina, they put it on top, in the car, they put it in the house, they say give you good luck. Give you good luck. Just like the horseshoe, they say give you good luck. You put it upside down, the khair will fall. But you put it, I have to do it like this, U shape, not the other way. They say it gives you good luck. You see, omens, لا يتطيرون ولا يكتوون. Not that they use cauterization as a form of treatment, where they cauterize the wart or whatever it is that you have. They don't do that. They rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يتطيرون. نعم. ولا يسترقون. Nor do they seek ruqya from others. If somebody wants to do it for you, that's different. Somebody comes to you, akhi, reads fatih out of you, that's good. Jazakallah khair. But don't ask him to do it, because alif seen and ta in Arabic means talab. So they don't seek it. They don't seek ruqya from others. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they rely upon their Lord wholeheartedly. These are the ones who will enter paradise without any hisab, without any reckoning. As for the Ummah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, they are the last of the nations, and he is the last of the prophets, the seed of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his blessing, he made a'imma, scholars who are mujaddidun, revivers of this deen. Naam, as Allah, as the Messenger said, inna Allah yab'ath, naam, in the other hadith, al ulama'u warathatul anbiya, the scholars are inheritors of the prophets. Inna al-anbiya lam yuwarithu dinaran wala dirhaman walakin warathu al-ilm faman akhadha akhadha bihadhin wafir. The scholars, the prophets don't leave behind dinars nor dirhams, they leave behind knowledge. Whoever gains a great treasure. وَيُجَدِّدُونَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا اِنْدَفَرَ مِنْ دِينِهِمْ. They revive for the people that which has been lost from their deen. They revive it. وَجَعَلَهُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And he made them, those ulama in the time of Bani Israel, he made them at the level of anbiya. But they killed them. وَإِنَّ رَسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هُوَ خَاتِمُ الرُّسُلِ وَأَفْضَلُهُمْ كَمَا أَنَّ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ هُمْ أَفْضَلُ الرُّسُلِ. Prophet is the best of the messengers, just like the five are the best of the messengers. Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah called them ulul azm, the prophets of firm resolve. They're firm and they're patient. فَكَذَلِكَ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ أُولِي الْعَزْمِ. He's the best of them. فَلِهَادَ فَهُمْ جَمِيعًا يَتَرَادَّوْنَ الشَّفَاعَةَ وَيَرَوْنَ أَنَّ مَقَامَتَهُمْ أَقَلْ مِنْ أَن تُؤَهِلَهُمْ لِذَلِكَ. He says, each and every one of them don't want shafa'ah. When the shafa'ah, people come to the prophets, to these particular prophets, and say to them, shafa'a, shafa'a, intercession, intercession. Each one of them will go to the next one. Go to the next one. And the Prophet will say, ana laha, I am for it. Ana laha. وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هُوَ صَاحِبُ الشَّفَاعَةِ الْعُظْمَى الَّتِي هِيَ الْمَقَامُ الْمَحْمُودُ. That is maqam al-mahmood alladhi wa'adta. That is the blessed maqam, blessed place, station that Allah has promised him. فضله الله على غيره من الرسل. Allah يعني blessed him over all messengers. وتلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. And such other messengers, Allah raised some over others. وأنزل عليه كتابه الحكيم. Allah sent down to him the book, the book, يعني the book which is the wise book, الحكيم. وقد أشار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ذلك بقوله ما من الأنبياء نبي إلا وقد أعطي من الآيات ما مثله آمن عليه البشر وإنما كان الذي أوتيته وحيا. So every prophet had what the people آيات, had signs, had miracles, that which the people already were known and already could recognize. Because Isa, when he came, he had the ability to heal the blind and those with leprosy by the permission of Allah. Because people at that time, they're already doing these, trying to do tricks, magical trick all the same with Musa alayhi salam. They were trying to do these type of tricks, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that which is better than what they have, not from tricks, not from their deceptive ways, but from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرْجُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَكْثَرَهُمْ تَابِعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, as for me, I'll be given revelation, and I hope that I'm from the ones who have the most followers on the Day of Judgment. So he left his dua. He left his dua for his people. والمقصود بالذي أوتيته هو القرآن. Quran was given to him, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala opened the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart to the Deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. وبينه بسنته, and clarified it in his Sunnah, which is a completion of the Quran, a clarification of the Quran. ويتكونوا منها الصراع وتكونوا ويتكونوا ويتكون نعم يتكون منها الصراط المستقيم الذي دعا الله عباده إليه بقوله وأن هذا صراط مستقيم فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. So with these two, the صراط المستقيم has become clear for the people, and this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other paths, they will lead you away from his path. Then he says, وأنزل عليه, the Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirwani says, وأنزل عليه كتابه الحكيم, and he sent down to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم his book. نعم. وشرح به دينه القويم, and also he explained to him the deen which is upright. وَهَدَى بِهِ سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and he guided others to the سِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, يعني through sending him. أي أن الله عز وجل حين أرسل النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتما به الرسالات السماوية أنزل عليه كتابه الحكيم الذي هو القرآن, كتاب لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. So Allah revealed the Quran. No deficiency can come to the Quran from in front, not from behind. It is revealed from the All-Wise, the One who is All-Praised. And we'll end with this section. وَهُوَ كِتَابٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ, a clear book, clear in the Arabic language. Allah gathered it together with stories of what happened in the past and stories of what's going to come, and brought about examples and yani parables, and showed in this Quran the halal and the haram, he says. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what has been clear, yani what has been shown through the general sense. Na'am. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified it in more detail, like salah, siyam, hajj, zakah, and all of that, all of the pillars. And he showed the prayer, and the Prophet came and he showed the times of these prayers and the number of raka'at and that which is fard, obligatory, and that which is extra duty prayers. And he clarified the zakah and its details regarding the zakah, that which is obligatory upon the people and that which is also additional that they can pay from sadaqat. So the sunnah, he says, is an explanation of the Quran, a clarification to the Quran, and bringing more detail to the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the Messenger to die except after completing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what the last verse, the last surah that was sent down? The last surah? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Last complete surah. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَابًا. Who from the companions knew that this meant the death of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. When they asked Umar radiallahu anhu and other companions, in the end they went to Tarjamal al-Quran, Ibn Abbas. He knew why this. He said this means that khalas, Prophet's time is coming. Just to finish off, it's only a few minutes. وَيَهْدِيَكَ سِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, وَيَهْدِيَكَ سِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, and Allah is the one who guides you to the straight path. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى اِهْدِينَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We all say that every day, at least 17 times a day. اِهْدِينَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, show us the straight path. Shaykh Mu'taymin rahimahullah says in his tafsir Fatiha, the straight path is that which is not crooked and that which is not hilly. We don't think about the hill, huh? The shortest place is what? To get from two places, it mustn't be crooked nor hilly. It must be ala tul, yani straight there. That is the straight path. Not crooked, no hills. Straight. It's the easiest path, even though it's the longest path. And then Allah says, Surah Al-Ahraf, he mentions here, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord, and do not follow other أولياء besides that. Little do you remember. And then he says, ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون. And the shahid here is, and do not follow the path of those, do not follow the desires of those who don't know. إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يُغْنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. They cannot help you besides Allah in anything. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in battle of Uhud, people, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He was chipped, his tooth was chipped, his head was hit until he bled. And he said, how can a Prophet succeed if his followers allow this to happen to him? You know when he said that, what Allah sent down? It's in Kitab al-Tawheed. Allah sent down the verse, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ, that the affair doesn't belong to you. Allahu Akbar. The affair belongs to who then? Allah Azza wa Jal. The affair of whatever is going to happen, victory, defeat, success, failure, good, bad, guidance, misguidance, deviation, happiness, sadness, all of that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to strive our utmost to please Allah, so that we are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, and the oppressors, they are friends of and protectors of each other, friends between each other. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and Allah is the friend of the, or the guardian of the muttaqeen, of the pious ones. He's the wali. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the wali, the guardian, the protector of the believers. He takes them out of darkness into light. Ala inna awliya Allah, indeed the awliya of Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, no fear for them, no distress for them. Who are they? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun, those who believe correctly, aqeedah, and they are pious, they are fear Allah, they got conscious of Allah, yani they're conscious of Allah that is going to call them to account, they have muraqabah. Fasiratul mustaqim, who are deen, the straight path is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not Christianity, not Judaism, not as Qardawi says that all of these are religions from the sama, from Allah. No, Christianity is not from Allah, Judaism is not from Allah, Hinduism is not from Allah, any of these isms are not from Allah, only Islam is with Allah and from Allah. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam, this is with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, whoever chooses a way other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and he will be from the losers. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرُونَ, هُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and he in the hereafter will be from the losers. This is Islam. الْإِسْتِسْلَامُ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. So Isa alayhi salam was a Muslim, mu'min. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He's upright, Muslim, submitting to Allah. All of the Anbiya, Muslims. Alhamdulillah. So we don't need Qardawi or anyone to tell us that these are religions from the sama. La. This is wrong. Alf la. Deen of Allah is what is accepted. But what happened then? Where did Christianity? It came because the people deviated and made it up. فَوَيْلُ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابِ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. They're the ones who misguided the people with what their hands put forward. And ending this, Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, he makes dua. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh Allah, don't make our heart deviate after guidance. Give us mercy, send us mercy, send down for us mercy, for indeed you are the Wahhab, the one who gives, the one who provides. You're the Wahhab, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi says, Sirat al-Mustaqim that you are following this life will be made Sirat al-Mustaqim there. You know how? You know how? It will be the Sirat. So if it is correct in this life, your Sirat will be quick. You go quick through the Sirat. If you keep up your Salah, keep up your Tawheed, Zakah, Siyam, your pillars, Sirat al-Mustaqim will be easy for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That is your Sirat then. So how about for those who did not pray, who kept away from Salah, or fell short in Salah, they don't keep up their Fajr, they don't keep up their Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha on time, they fall short, they're deficient in their Salah, they don't come to the Masjid except when they die, when others do Janazah for them. How about for them? Hooks will be on Sirat on that Sirat. Hooks, grabbing them, throwing them into the fire, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality is real. ويوم القيامة يتحول صراط المستقيم الذي كان في الدنيا شيئا معنويا وهو الاستقامة على الحق الذي أتى به فيتحول ذلك فيجعله صراطا ممدودا laid out for the people to go over like a bridge على جسر جهنم over the hellfire. من استقام على صراط المعنوي في الدنيا, whoever is upon صراط المستقيم in the dunya, مر على صراط الممدود على جسر جهنم, he will pass over that bridge Sirat on Yawm al-Qiyamah, which is over the hellfire with ease. Ya Abdullah, the reality is real. The reality is by ikhlas and ittiba'. Insallah yaghfir lana wa yaghfir lana jami'an wa yatub alayna wa yuballighna Ramadan bil iman. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dambihi. صلى الله يغفر لنا جميعا ويتوب علينا. صلى الله يوم القيامة يقبلنا بأعمالنا الصالحة ويغفر لنا الذنوب. نسأل الله يغفر لنا يا رب. And he ends by saying, إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ السَّلَامَ. We ask for your protection, because only with Allah's protection, not from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم protection, not from an angel protection, not from trees, stone, not from angels, not from Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, not from anyone, not from Badawi. Protection with Allah. He is the one we say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. We seek protection every time. He is the one we call upon. He is the one that we seek his aid and forgiveness. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. He's the one who protects. Only. Ihfadillah yahfadhuk. Ihfadillah tajidu tujahak. Idha sa'alta fas'alillah. Alone. Nobody else. Ask Allah alone. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.